Hi there, it's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Along with Debbie Giorgiani, I am Jerry Usher. We have the show team in place. Michael Birchfield is our producer, Jeff Burson on social media today. And Michael McCall is screening calls at 833-288-3986. Debbie, a blessed Friday to you.
I like the way you said, hi there.
Hi there.
You can tell it's Friday. Hi there. Yeah.
Yeah. Get a little bit of pep in your step.
I like to say that I'm punchy on Fridays. I don't know what's the matter with me. But you know what? This is a great topic. This is an awesome topic. The sacrament of penance, of reconciliation, healing sacrament of the Catholic Church. Amazing. It is such a great sacrament. And we are asking for our fine listeners of Take Two to weigh in on the sacrament to help others realize the important cleansing, healing powers of the sacrament of confession. That's our topic for today. We're going to be sharing a lot today about the prayer and fasting group and all sorts of things that we've got going here with the Take Two family. We want you to join us. So here's the number, 833-288-3986.
You can call right now and you're guaranteed to get a line and get on the program. It does get a little bit busy as we go along, but again, that number is 833-288-3986. One thing we don't want you to tell us about is what you confessed, okay? We're not talking about the content of your confession. We're talking about, have you ever, and maybe this has happened to you many times, maybe it just recently happened for the first time, but you go in, you're weighed down by your sins, you go into a confessional, and through the priest, Jesus gives you freedom and deliverance and forgiveness for your sins, and you just have a very profound experience of the power of God's healing love. Mm-hmm. If that's happened to you, please join us, because Debbie, we always say this, there are people listening to the show who will learn from other people's experiences, and there may be a lot of people who are thinking, well, I've never really experienced that before. Maybe I'll get back to confession real soon.
Absolutely. And you know, I've shared this before on Take Two. In my religious education days, so many times folks would ask me this question, especially folks that were not Catholic. They were non-Catholics, right? And they would say to me, the one thing I would love to do is go to confession. They would say that all the time. They'd say, would it be okay if I went to confession? They would ask that all the time. They were very curious and they were drawn into the mystery of the sacrament. And I think that by its very nature is so beautiful. And I think it's important. We as Catholics, sometimes we can take our wonderful sacramental life for granted, right? And we learned that the hard way with this COVID-19 lockdown. We learned that. We learned not being able to have easy access to the Eucharist. Man, that was tough. And it is tough, right? So we don't ever want that to happen again. So we must keep these conversations going and to allow others to appreciate the sacraments we have in the Catholic Church. But I didn't know if you knew that, Jerry. That's like the number one thing. Most people ask if they can go to confession if they're not Catholic. Yeah. And they also ask about the Eucharist, but not as much, only because they have some kind of communion service at their church. But the sacrament of confession, just the healing powers of it, they're very drawn into. Isn't that interesting?
It is. It's a beautiful thing too. And as you're listening, Take Two family right now, be thinking about, again, what confession means to you. How important is that in your life? Did you miss it during the shutdown? I tell you, I was mentioning to you and our producer Michael off the air, Debbie, that a couple of weeks ago, I was able to go to confession for the first time in about, whatever, 3 or 4 months. And it was it was just profound for me. I felt so good afterwards, and I had been feeling very, very weighed down and almost burdened by the fact that I wasn't able to get to a priest and go to confession. But it really is a tremendous experience. You have that guarantee of being freed from your sins. So call and share how, what confession means to you. What part of your life does confession play? Maybe to put it that way.
Oh, I love that. 833-288-3986. And I know it's Friday and I was chuckling is only because when Jerry was saying, we don't want to know the details of your confession. I was laughing about that. No, we don't. We want to talk about the sacrament of confession. And I just want everyone to draw their attention to the fact that the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraphs 1422 through 1498, has beautiful, very comprehensive, very detailed explanation of the sacrament of healing, the sacrament of penance and reconciliation, and all different aspects of it. So please, if you don't have an actual hard copy of the Catechism at home, go online to the Vatican site and just type in confession in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and it'll come up 1422 to 1498, and it'll take you about, because I did it myself again for the umpteenth time, about 20 minutes to read everything, if you pretty, you know, nice pace reading, right?
Yeah. Very good. Well, the lines are getting busy, but still a couple are available here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. Talk about if you go to confession regularly because you understand the power of the sacrament. Maybe you've just come to an understanding of it recently. Maybe you are one of those non-Catholics that Debbie was talking about, and you wish you could receive the sacrament of confession. Obviously, anybody can confess their sins at any time, and we can go straight to God, but the Church has set it up. We know from Scripture and history and tradition that Jesus has given the power to men to be able to forgive sins. And Debbie, I don't know about you, but it's such the beautiful part of confession. We can confess to God all day long, and God is ready to forgive, and He does forgive. I think
make a good act of contrition. Yes.
Yeah, make a perfect act of contrition. Mm-hmm. But just having the priest say the words, "I absolve you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit," and you can leave that confessional knowing your sins are forgiven, and going to confession gives grace against future temptation, helps to root out vice in our lives. Mm-hmm. So really, it must be, if it's not an important part of your life, please make it so, because that's how powerful that sacrament is.
I couldn't agree with you more. Having that prayer by the priest in persona Christi, in the person of Christ, I mean, to absolve you of your sins, wow. You walk out of there floating. You feel like you can, you're free. You do. You just feel like you're free. And like St. Teresa of Avila used to say, or Avila, however you pronounce her name, begin again. That's what she used to say to her sisters after going to confession. We want to hear from you now at 833-288-3986. Please call us and talk about the sacrament of penance.
Thanks for spending part of your Friday with us here. Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Thank you, affiliates, for carrying the program. And another fine offering you will hear on EWTN Radio is EWTN Religious Catalog TV. Debbie and I have been to the shrine in Hansville, Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament, and seen the gift shop there. The shop is just loaded full of stuff. Well, I tell you what, they take a lot of the really attractive and appealing things and put them on TV and let you know about them on EWTN Religious Catalog TV. That's Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on EWTN Television.
Oh, please forgive me. I'm going to say it again. It's Friday. Jerry, we didn't just see that gift shop. We spent a lot of money at that gift shop.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. It's hard not to.
Well, let me just remind you, dear Jerry and listeners, that do you remember, Jerry? I actually ended up having to put it on my credit card because we bought so much, and you go, "I'll pay you later." You did pay me, though. Yeah,
oh, okay,
you did.
Good.
You did. But don't you remember that? That's what was hilarious. I said, "Oh my goodness, I'm going to go broke at this gift shop." But it was worth it. It was worth it. Okay.
All right. I think we're ready to go to your calls about the power of confession, the healing nature of confession, how you have grown spiritually by receiving that wonderful sacrament. 833-288-3986. We'll go to New Orleans first and talk to Millie, who's listening on Catholic Community Radio and a first-time caller. Hi, Millie. Welcome.
Hello, Jerry. How are you?
Doing pretty well. I hope you are, too.
I'm doing well. I want to first tell both of y'all that I love listening to y'all, and I can really tell when I'm listening to y'all that you love the people you're ministering to. So thank you for what you do. I appreciate y'all, both of y'all, Debbie
thank
and
you,
Jerry,
Millie.
Both of y'all.
Thank you, Millie. That
thank
that
you
really
so much,
warms
yeah.
our hearts. Thank you.
So I'm calling today just to share with you. I love my Catholic faith, and it, you know I really know how important confession is, and it just so happened that the weekend before here in New Orleans we shut down. Well, actually, we shut down March the 16th, I think it was. And that weekend before, I was able to go to confession, and I had a wonderful priest. Oh, my goodness. I went in, and I said, Father, I just need forgiveness. And he said, well, you've come to the right place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was just wonderful. But anyway, I'm not going to talk about my sins, but he just lifted the burden off my soul. Mm-hmm. And I get emotional talking about it because it means so much.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you know, I was able to receive the sacrament of penance, and then the next morning I went to Holy Communion, and I just felt, you know, so good. And then that following, I think it was the Friday, I was out of town, normal day, visiting my kids and my grandkids, and then all of a sudden the phone starts ringing, one kid behind the other, Mama, we're worried about you, because I'm 70, I'm 71, and we think you need to go home, you know, so hurry up, pack my stuff, load the car, get out of there, run home, and lock myself up in my house, and had no idea, you know, we wouldn't be having masses or confessions as we know it. And I just said, oh, dear God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the grace to have gone and, you know, receive the sacraments.
Right.
And so I just wanted to share that with y'all.
Wow. Millie, I can totally relate to the interior emotions that you feel talking about the sacrament. I could just hear it in your words. It was coming, you know, straight through, and it was piercing into my heart. I could feel it. You're so right. And I hope that others feel the same way. And those that have had maybe a not so, I don't know, comfortable or good experience in the confessional, or maybe they just don't think it's necessary, or they feel they just don't want to put themselves through that. I don't see how that's beneficial, but I just wish people would reconsider and hear what Millie is saying, what we are saying, so that you go and can be freed from the inside out. It's a beautiful thing. That's why it's the sacrament of penance and reconciliation. So through our confession, our humbling of you know, being able to call to mind all the things we did to break our connection with God, and that's what it is when we sin, whether small or big, we're breaking our connection with God. When we call those things to mind and we speak those out loud, receive the absolution from the priest who's in the person of Christ at that moment, absolutely beautiful. It can't help but just make us come alive again from the inside out. I hope I said that, I added to that a little bit what you were saying, Millie. I hope I didn't take away from it all, but I feel the same way you do, and I hope others can feel that way as well. What do you think?
I hope so too, because I believe we have a treasure. We have a treasure in our church, and I think it's untapped. And if people only knew, you know, they go, why would you confess to a priest? But I understand it, you know, and I accept it as something God gave us as a beautiful gift.
And when you go in there, you know that it's confidential. It's not like confessing to your friend who might accidentally slip and, you know, say what you said or get mad at you later and reveal it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So anyway, I want other people to feel that. I do. I wish everybody could appreciate that, what we have,
mm-hmm.
because it is a gift.
It truly is, Millie. I love your emotion because, you know, what happens in the confessional should make us all emotional with tears of joy, maybe tears of sorrow over what we've done to offend God. But in the confessional, and especially when we leave, if we do get emotional and well up inside, maybe even shed some tears, that should be tears of great joy because we have been given this gift, and it's an untapped gift, like you were saying. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so many, it's all we have to do. All we have to do is go in to the confessional, and the Lord turns the spigot of his mercy on and just dumps it all over us, and we are cleansed of our sins and really given, as I said earlier, strength against future temptation. So, and there's so many other effects of going to the Sacrament of Penance as well. But great call, Millie, and we hope that you will join us again next time. You will not be a first-time caller to Take Two.
That's right, Millie. Thank you so very much. Okay, Jerry, we have two open phone lines, and if you feel prompted by the Spirit, you want to share, like Millie did, about going to confession. Now, we don't want to hear the contents of what you spoke about in the confessional. We just want to hear about your experience, maybe first going in and then coming out of the confessional, how you felt spiritually inside, you know, and that's what Millie was talking about. That's what Jerry was talking about. That's what I was talking about. We want to hear from you. So dial this number. Please don't get started with your weekend yet. We count on you each and every day. So don't disappoint us. 833-288-3986. A little healthy Catholic guilt there, Jerry.
Take Two family never disappoints. And we have Bob up next in Scranton, Pennsylvania, listening on JMJ Catholic Radio and also a first-time caller. Bob, thanks for joining us on Take Two.
Well, thanks, Jerry and Jerry. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Go for it.
When I go to confession, a lot of times I will really scrutinize my life, and I try to look back, even to the point where I write things down. And I try to pretty much cover everything that I think I'm guilty of. However, after I leave the confession, it could be a month or two later, I still do this process constantly in my head. And I think I said, did I forget to confess this sin, and then I don't want to miss anything because I know that one sin, even a mortal sin, can keep you away from God's graces and out of heaven, and I'm so afraid of that happening to me. So that's, you know, and I know when I leave the confessional, the priest gives me absolution for my sins, but, you know, your call screener told me that if I do remember something, to confess it next time, but I'm not sure if I did confess it. That's where my hang-up is. I also have one quick question your call screen answer, and I just thought maybe I'd throw it by you, that I'm in the construction industries, and a lot of times I'll have a hard hat on, and I pray a lot during the day. Am I bringing shame upon myself by praying with this hard hat on? Because I know the Bible says that a man should not pray with his head covered. So that's what I have for you guys today.
Okay.
Well, I hope that what Michael McCall told you is what we're going to tell you, and that is there is no problem whatsoever, Bob, praying with your hard hat on. I would say you'd probably be, doing something a little not wise if you took that off, because if you're on a construction site, that's why you wear those hats. So absolutely not. You know, you're there, you're working. I think it's a beautiful, beautiful thing that you are that you are praying while you're on the job. And Debbie, I could mention some stuff about the forgetting to confess, but you might want to take a swing at that one.
I would, for if I can. Bob, I just want to say, just hearing from your words, I can totally relate to your experience of coming out of the confessional and then remembering something, you know, a couple weeks, a month down the road. I don't know if you're familiar at all with being scrupulous or scrupulosity. Are you familiar at all with that?
I'm not.
Okay. Scrupulosity, that's perfect, because I'm actually glad, because now I think this may really help you, because most people that are familiar with it, you can manage it, but it's very hard to really overcome it. You can manage it. Scrupulosity is actually the fear of sinning. You think that everything could potentially be wrong in God's eyes, and it causes a tremendous amount of fear. It's a form of OCD, if you will. The reason why I know so much about it is I have family members, including myself, that struggle with forms of scrupulosity. A lot of saints struggled with scrupulosity. It's the fear of sinning. And to overcome that, you really have to build a tremendous amount of trust in God. Jesus, I trust in you. And so I really would encourage you to read up on it, just to see if you are starting to go in that direction, because it's really something that's not very healthy for you and for your spiritual life. It actually causes great stress on you that is really you don't need to have to put that kind of stress on you. Okay, so you can, if you get hold of it now, you'll be able to not go deeper into it like people in my family did. I have a couple members of my family that are very deep into scrupulosity. So it's the fear of sinning. And it just goes to show how much you love God. I mean, you absolutely love God, and you don't want to be in a distant place from Him. You want to be connected to God, and that's understandable. But in order to do that, you got to build up trust to know that God sees your heart, and that a lot of these things that you're worried about really aren't necessarily things you should be, because they're actually holding you back a little bit from really living out your faith fully. What do you think, Bob?
Well, actually, after hearing what you just said, I have had on a couple of occasions that after the confessional, the priest would actually tell me, they say, you're being too hard on yourself.
Yeah, that's scrupulosity. So. He just doesn't want to use that term, but that's what that is. Right. And you're absolutely correct. So, Bob, what I would do is talk to some of your priests or deacons, see if anybody is trained in scrupulosity, because you want somebody trained in it, because they can be sometimes insensitive to all of us who struggle with it a little bit. And so you want to have somebody who's trained. If not, I believe it's Scrupulosity Anonymous. I'll look it up before the end of the show, Bob. Keep listening, and I'll get you a website you can look into that'll give you some more things that'll help you build that trust so you can feel free, and you can feel you can joyfully live out your faith without these worries that don't have to enter in. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bob. Thanks for joining us from Scranton, Pennsylvania. And Roger and Tara and Lauren and Pat, we're going to get to all of you, but sometimes we like to fit in some emails and social media comments, and so I'm going to go to our shared document that we have here, and from Facebook, EWTN Catholic Radio Facebook page, Lisa wrote this: I have an experience to share about a time at reconciliation. It was a few years ago, and I didn't particularly like the priest, and then in parentheses, personalities contrasted. However, I truly believe he is in persona Christi. That means in the person of Christ. So Lisa says, I went and made my confession and let the Spirit work. I came out so light. As I walked out of the church, I ran into a friend and she says, wow, you're glowing. Isn't that funny?
Beautiful.
But that's what we're talking about today, Deb. You know, it's right on the mark.
Yeah. But I just wanted to say something about that, too. I mean, I think that is beautiful to let the Spirit work. Absolutely. But there's also can be some pretty, a little bit troubling confessional stories that we hear from people that say that they've gone to the to confession and it didn't quite feel right. I would say, please go to confession again to a different priest. It's that simple. Okay. It may have just been an off day. Who knows? I would just say that don't just make that your last time. I know there's some people that have left church, Jerry, and said, that's it. I'm never going to church again. That's very unfortunate, because that only stops you from fully living out your sacramental life. What do you think about that, Jerry? How do you feel about that?
No, I agree. I was going to say earlier in the program that it is unfortunate sometimes, people talk about the great Bob was saying, how a priest said to him, you're being too hard on yourselves. I've actually gone to confession and had priests basically kind of, chastise. No, I don't say chastise me, but, and you're right. They're human beings. We love our priests. And sometimes, like you said, they have a bad day, or they just want to be firm in making sure that we confess and are truly sorry for our sins. That's the key. Okay, we're going to get to other calls here in just a moment on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Don't go anywhere.
We're talking about the sacrament of confession today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. There are a couple open phone lines. We'd love for you to join us. You have plenty of time, but don't wait too much longer. Here's the number, 833-288-3986. And Jerry, if I may, real quickly, Bob in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Bob, it is scrupulousanonymous.org. And it is, Jerry, it was started in 1964. It was part of a mission of the Redemptorists. Wasn't that what your uncle, the priest, wasn't he a Redemptorist?
Yeah. He was a Redemptorist priest for about 55 years.
Wow. Look at the great work they did. Part of their mission was to start this wonderful program to help others manage scrupulosity, which, just to let you know, folks, a lot of saints were scrupulous. So there you go. You're in good company.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you're in company with the saints, you are. Back to your calls. Roger in Massachusetts listening on Emmanuel Radio. Hello, Roger. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Yes. Good afternoon. Roger Frost. I'm a promoter of two radio stations here, Emmanuel Radio, run by Cindy Dorsey, mm-hmm. used to be 1230 a.m. on a dial back in the 1950s. Mm-hmm. And to keep it going, the state told her she couldn't move it. She had to go off the air during the COVID-19, Chinese flu. So she moved everything to her house and kept the station going.
Wow.
See,
wow.
That's the power.
We know Cindy. And, she's a great woman of God.
Mm-hmm. Then I promote the Station of the Cross to West Roxbury and Albany and Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And another good network. So keep it going. Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
But this a comment and a question. I have a lady I talked to. I know I'm older than you guys, but about 10 years ago, 15 years ago, she had a confession with Padre Pio in Northern Italy. Maybe it's 20 years ago. But now she won't go to churches. Go back to Mass. She has something against God. So maybe it's as Mother Angelica used to say, it's the go to a different priest, go to a different town. Maybe, you know what I mean? Is that true? Mm-hmm. I was wondering why she won't go back to Mass, because she had such a good confession with Padre Pio, because mm-hmm. if I read his books right, he mm-hmm. really stuck to you. He was a great listener.
So, Roger, she has not been going to Mass for over 50 years, because Padre Pio died in the
60s. She hadn't gone to Mass for about 10 years.
Okay,
she gave up in a church.
Okay, so she did go to Mass after she went to confession with Padre Pio?
Yes, when she visited Italy. She had a trip to Italy a few years. I'm wrong in my years, but she visited Italy, and she seemed to be talked about going to Mass and confession. Mm-hmm. But now she's in elderly housing. Her name is for Vicky. Mm-hmm. And she won't go to Mass, won't go to church anymore. So I thought maybe it was because of confession.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes I've in the years that I've been doing ministry, people will have different reasons, and sometimes the timing of things just makes people just feel like, you know what, I'm done going to Mass, or I'm done going to confession, or something like that. I would just pray for her that she has an openness to just revisiting, or at least being visited by a priest now that she is, in her final years of her life. You said she's in an elderly home, I think. It would be important.
She's in the retirement, low-income home.
Oh,
she's divorced. Okay. Her husband lives on the floor below her, and she lives on the next floor. I guess she's reconciled a little bit, but she still works. Mm-hmm. But, I just like to get, I know I'm 70, she's 75, but.
Okay. Okay, well, she's 75. So I would just encourage you to just pray for her. And if somehow there is a connection with Padre Pio, maybe ask Padre Pio to really step in and help her to be open again, just to be receptive to her faith, because at one time she was strong in her faith. And so when people are when they were one time strong in their faith, it's so I think incredible when they open their heart again and allow that to come in again. I think many healing happens, a lot of blessings flow, a lot of grace is transmitted. I think so many things can happen, and it can just be a little crack in the door, Roger, and it actually can come through your prayers, believe it or not. So maybe even pray for your guardian angel to go to her guardian angel just to open that little crack in her heart to see if she can revisit the Catholic Church. Maybe Padre Pio can help to make that happen. What do you think, Jerry?
Okay. Thanks.
Go ahead, Roger. What were you going to say?
Can I have my question now? It's a question from a young person. You know, this lady, she's strong in the church. She's only 60 years old, but she came up to me and my other older friend, a retired engineer, he's 89, and she said, just because he didn't know his father, but his father was a 33rd degree Mason, and you have to get reconciled with the priests because of your relatives in the Masonry. Then I told him my great-grandfather was 32nd degree Mason, and I didn't think much about it. You know, I'm a convert. And then I told her I do genealogy. One of my distant relatives, 1964, lived in North Carolina, and they were part of some Wiccan group. So she mentioned, do you have to do some confession or absolving of genealogy sins or something?
Like family ties or something, yeah.
The church is the Masons.
I think what you're getting at here is
about the Masons in the church.
Well, Freemasonry is at odds with the Catholic faith in many ways. I am not expert enough on it to say a whole lot more than that. Debbie, you might be. But I think, Roger, what you might be talking about here is things can be passed down through generation to generation. They call it kind of a family ties or something like that. So it's not something, I mean, if you've never been a part of the Masons, the Freemasons, you don't have to confess that. But you may want to see a priest or, you know, and just... and talk about, you know, kind of just doing some deliverance prayer, you know, saying, you know, praying against kind of breaking these generational curses that can come down through things like, you know, the Masons and so forth. But if you haven't been a part of it yourself, Roger, I think you're probably okay. Okay?
All right. But maybe she's stepping on her toes because she's only 60 and we're 89 and 70. And he had no, you know, we're kind of maybe... not up to date in what's right or wrong according to the Mason. So,
Well, I don't think it hurts to go into the confessional and just say, you know, you may have distant relatives, or you may have encountered these different things that could be demonic in nature, or have some demonic principles to it, or could be, you know, they're very distant, they're very different from the Catholic Church and opposed to the Catholic Church. And so it doesn't hurt to say that and see what the priest says. The priest may, you know, like Jerry said, do some prayers, to be able to just relieve you of that, so you don't feel so attached to that if you know somebody or have some, you know, distant relatives. I wouldn't get so stressed about things like that. I really believe in my heart of hearts that it's so important we take care of our own soul and we go from there, because so many times we're worried about all these exterior things, and we really should be focusing on what we can do in better. That's just my take on it. I'm not representing the church on that. That's just my personal position. What do you think, Jerry?
Can't disagree with that.
Okay. Okay, cool.
I just love to listen to you. You're always just right on.
I did sacrament prep for many years, so
yeah, it shows.
had all the questions come to me, believe me. Roger, God bless you. Thank you so much. You have a beautiful spirit. Keep supporting Emmanuel Radio and the Station of the Cross. We love them both. So thank you so much, Roger. Okay, Roger can go and get started with his weekend.
All right. Well, shortly, Tara will be able to do that as well, listening in Fort Smith, Arkansas, on Sirius XM 130, and a first-time caller to Take Two. Hi, Tara, welcome.
Hello, hello.
Yes, hello.
Can you hear me? Okay.
I hear you just fine.
How
sure.
are you all today?
Doing well, doing well. How are you?
Good, good. I'm good. We are blessed. I was calling just to say on this, I actually came into the church last year in 2019. And of course, as a part of that, you have your first reconciliation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I thought, okay, you know, I've got to do this. I'm doing it, you know. I've asked, I've talked to God not to take credit from him at all, ever. And I went in and I did my confession, and I just will never, ever forget that weight lifted and how free I felt and how amazed I was that that was even possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. Absolutely. We're saying amen to that, Tara. First, Jerry and I are smiling because we want to say thank you. Welcome home.
Yes.
Thank you for coming into to this beautiful faith. And thank you for recognizing that. I love how you started. You go, okay, I guess I got to do this. I mean, it is so true.
Yeah.
We let's face it. If we really want to be honest, okay, there's a little part of us that goes, oh wow, here I go again. I've got to do this, right? Because it's an act of humbling ourselves and admitting that we went wrong. Who likes to admit they went wrong? Is anybody going to raise their hand? Probably not. Okay, it's right. But when you get that weight lifted, that's exactly what it feels like. It feels like all this pressure was on you, and all of a sudden, poof, it's gone. And you feel like you can just fly out that confessional. Right, Jerry?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there can definitely be a little bit of fear, trepidation, and even I can speak from experience, and most people probably can as well. There can be a little bit of shame attached to going to confession because you're thinking, you know, I mean, I'll speak only for myself, but, you know, there have been times in my life, you know, the confessional was like a revolving door for me working on certain sins, and you go in there again, it's like, Father, yeah, it's me again. You're not going to believe this. And he goes, yeah, I believe it. It's okay. Let's work on this. So what do you think about all that, Tara?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I think they say, you know, priests don't remember everything. It's not something. And it was, Father has never looked at me different, or it just stays, he stays the same, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and that's nice.
Yeah. And the thing about confession is we're not going in there just to reveal our dirt. We're going in there because we want to be better. We want to be holy. We want to grow closer to God. What priest would look upon somebody any other way than just simply, this is a beautiful sheep in my flock who wants to know God better, who wants to be further removed from their sins? Debbie, a priest is going to look at somebody with great, great admiration. It's like if you're ill, you go to the doctor. The doctor doesn't say, well, what are you doing here? Get out of here. The doctor says, you came here because you wanted to be well. Now let me heal you.
Right. And also, too, it's I believe, I don't know if I never really talked about this with any priest or anything, but I really believe it also affirms, enhances, and fosters their priesthood. Because think about it, you know, they're seeing the strength of the faithful, and the faithful, we are the church. They're seeing that, you know, for us to go into a little dark little box and kneel down and the door opens, you know, that's if you're doing not face to face, and the door opens and you start revealing all the things that are bothering you or that are keeping you from God's grace. Wow. Isn't that I think that takes a tremendous amount of courage and strength. I really do. And I think that only affirms them and what they're doing as our shepherds. What do you think, Tara?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I bet they're, I would imagine from being a mother, they are pretty proud fathers.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
In all of those moments.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Amen to that. Beautiful
Thank
call.
Thank you, Tara. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Have a blessed weekend.
Thanks. You too. I just want to do a quick tiny bit of catechesis, Debbie, if you don't mind. Absolutely. We talk about, you know, a lot of people say, you know, especially non-Catholics who don't, and many Catholics who don't understand who the priest is. He's acting in the person of Christ, in persona Christi. Now, how do we know that men have the authority to forgive sins? In Matthew chapter 9, Jesus heals the paralytic, and people are all amazed. And it says in verse 8, when the crowd saw it, they were afraid, and they glorified God, who had given such authority to men. Not to the man Jesus, but the word is plural there. God has given such authority to men. And think about it. Matthew was written however many, you know, decades after Christ had fulfilled his mission on earth and ascended into heaven. So they had the lived experience already within the church of the priests of the church hearing people's confession and absolving them. And of course, we have in John chapter 20, Jesus appears to the apostles and disciples, and he breathes on them and says, whoever sins you retain, they are retained. Whoever sins you forgive, they are forgiven. So mm-hmm. when we go into that confessional, it is Jesus acting through the ministry of the priest. And it's just absolutely beautiful, beautiful treasure that we have.
Well said, Jerry. That must be from your seminary training.
Maybe.
You retained a lot of it. That's awesome. That's awesome. One of our dear friends, by the way, folks, we in July 1st, we asked all of the Take Two family to please join us for 6 months, six solid months from July 1st to January 1st of prayer and fasting. And we asked our Take Two family to step up, and we had over 600 responses. We'd like to get to 1,000, please. So join us. Just like us on Facebook, Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Just all you have to say is, I'm in on the prayer and fasting. We're not going to hold you to anything. We're all on our own. I'll tell you what, it's pretty exciting. So one of our members of this wonderful group just weighed in with a text real quickly, and she said, I'm so excited. Today is Fasting Friday. So she's using this time, this July 1st to January 1st. And now we're praying for the country, for healing, you know, for everything that you know that's what's going on and all the chaos. We're praying for all of that to cease. We're asking God to forgive us for all the offenses to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Okay. And she said, I'm fasting on Friday. She goes, I'm tuning in as I'm driving. She says, being in the state of grace, oh my goodness, Jerry, and my phone just went out. I know you say I shouldn't over spiritualize things, but see now, why did that just happen? I'm about to share something about God's grace and my phone goes out. I personally think that's Satan, but you would say, no, that's just my phone, right?
No, I can't. I mean, is it charged?
No, it's maybe, charged, but
maybe
don't
you need
think
to plug
that,
it in.
But don't you think that's interesting?
Yeah.
I know. No. I'll get it.
Probably not a coincidence, no.
No, I'm going to pray to St. Michael. Okay, here, see, I just said St. Michael and it just came back. Thank you, St. Michael. Okay, being in a state of grace is important so that our prayers and fasting are efficacious. The power of grace is necessary for us to walk with Jesus. Regular confession and only with a sincere heart keeps us in grace. This is one of our prayer warriors just shared, and she's fasting today. You see how this is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Back to your calls here. Lauren is in San Antonio listening on Guadalupe Radio Network and another first-time caller to Take Two. Hi, Lauren. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. Hi. I just wanted to share two experiences. And the first one was with my father. He had been away from the church since he was in his 30s, and when he was around 72, he became ill in and out of the hospital. And 6 months before his passing, I asked him if he would like the priest to come and hear his confession and receive Holy Communion as well as the anointing of the sick. And he said, oh, that would be fine, which really surprised me because I'd asked him before. So the wonderful priest came. And when I called my father and I told him I'm on my way, for you with the anointing, he said, no, the priest has already been here, and he heard my confession and he prayed over me and gave me the anointing of the sick, and I received Holy Communion. And he said he gave me something. I said, he gave you something, Daddy? What did he give you? He said, he gave me absolution. And he said, and I'm going to say my penance now, and I have to hang up because I don't want this feeling to go away.
Wow, Lauren, your father received a beautiful gift, and you were able to share in that, and those who know and love your father as well. It reminds me of my dad, who was away from the church for decades and died in the embrace of Holy Mother Church and the grace of Jesus after going to confession and receiving the sacrament as well. And even my sister, who died a little over 3 years ago, hadn't been to church probably for decades as far as I know. And I went up in the Seattle area and spent some time with her and waited about a week. You know, I didn't want to just pounce on her with the spiritual stuff. And then I finally just said, would you like to see a priest? She said, yes. You know, and see, this is Debbie. When we get near, I'm sure God's grace, he's always seeking us out. But when we're getting close to that moment of death, I think the Holy Spirit goes into overdrive, you know, and really, really seeks out souls and gives them every opportunity to die in a state of grace and you know, in the arms of the church.
Absolutely. Because remember, right at the very end of we take our last breath, there's that last battle, that battle for the soul. And so I agree. I think there's an overflowing of graces that just shower around the soul as they are transitioning. I think it's just incredible. And it's available to all of us, okay, as Catholic Christians. And it's just amazing to be in that wonderful position, that wonderful state of grace. Thank you, Lauren, so very much. God bless you. You have a beautiful voice. Would you always keep that voice and bottle it up and send it around the country? We need it right about now, okay?
God love you both. Thank you so much. And keep doing what you do. It's healing.
Oh, aww, praise the Lord. Thank you. Okay, we're going to get to as many as we can here on the show about confession and
podcasting. Yes. Podcasting. Yes. You want to talk about podcasting? You want me to?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I just didn't want to miss the second. I get so excited about the topics. I forget that we want to highlight certain things for our listeners. So here you go. Podcasting. EWTN Radio posts 11 podcasts every weekday and over 60 per week. Wow, they're really working overtime. Never miss your favorite EWTN programs, and they're all free. I love that, all free. Go to EWTN.com/radio/podcast to listen and subscribe. There you go.
Okay, well done.
Thank you.
Richard is in Appaloosa, Louisiana, listening on Christ the King Radio. Richard, how are you? Welcome to Take Two.
I'm doing all right. How y'all doing?
Doing pretty well. Glad you called.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. I've been away from the church for about 15 years or so and came back in 1989. And, you know, with all my addictions and baggage, I've carried the sacrament of confession, I just can't say enough of it, you know, and it's helped me to persevere. But one thing I've come, you know, I've heard, and especially from a lot of Catholics lately, you know, about that, you know, I don't have to go to confess my sins to a man. I could go, you know, straight to God. But, you know, I've kind of realized in each one of us is ingrained by God. You know, to hear from another human, and like you had said earlier, Jerry, you know, through a priest, to hear that word, I forgive you. You know, it's just ingrained for us to hear that, you know, that voice, to hear that, you know, expressed to us. And that's all I wanted to say.
Wow. Go ahead, Jerry. I just couldn't agree more with Richard, but go ahead. You go first, because there's something I want to quickly share. I know we don't have a lot of time.
So glad that you came back to the church, Richard, and you're talking about the sacrament of penance helping you persevere. And I go back to that doctor analogy that I mentioned a little bit ago. You go in, you don't just tell the doctor, well, you know, I feel awful, I got this problem. What the doctor does, he gives you something that will heal that. You go away, you leave that visit with the doctor with something that's going to heal you and bring you recovery and so forth. That's the same thing with the sacrament of confession, Debbie. It's not just, we don't just go in and spew our junk and all of that, but God's grace leaves with us. You know, mm-hmm. We take it out of the confessional and it helps us to improve our lives.
Right. And think about it. Richard just tapped into something so key. Okay. We thrive. We live by our senses, right? Jesus said, you eat my body and drink my blood, right? These are the things that how we conduct ourselves as human beings in our senses. Same thing with hearing, right? Hearing the words, having the absolution. Having that exact connection within our senses definitely enables us to go deeper, go further. So Richard, you tapped into something extremely profound, and I just want to say thank you. There was no accident to your call. We actually had that on the list to bring up, and we were going to run out of time, but you brought it up so beautifully, and we just want to thank you for that.
Thank y'all, and just mention quick, when you're having trouble with your phone, right away, I also said a prayer to St. Michael.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You weren't the only one praying to St. Michael, Debbie. That's great. That's the Take Two family.
Thanks, Richard. Yep.
Getting set to hear that closing music here in about one or two seconds here.
Okay, so we're not going to be able to get to Mike and Mary Lou and the others. And how about Rick and John and Alfred and everybody on YouTube? Hi, everyone. We're waving. Wow, Jerry, another great week of shows here on Take Two.
Thanks to you, the Take Two family, our show team today, Michael, Jeff, and Michael, and affiliates, thank you for carrying the program. On Monday, we're going to revisit a topic we did probably 2 or 3 years ago, and that is, if you could do one thing over, just one thing over, what would it be? That's our topic for Monday.
Well, until Monday, we definitely want to wish you a beautiful and blessed weekend. Maybe you can get to confession, okay? Think about it. Join our prayer and fasting group. Like us on Facebook, Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Talk to you real soon. Bye for now.